Wildfire is taking out homes. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The triple-digit heat in Texas sparking destructive fires. The Chalk Mountain Fire near Glen Rose has destroyed at least 16 homes and has damaged five others. Another fire at Possum Kingdom Lake, about 70 miles west of Fort Worth, burned 500 acres. It's about 15% contained.
100 million people are under this excessive heat warning, and 60 million of them in this part of the country, the Southern Plains, Texas, and the lower Mississippi Valley. It is unbelievable. Very little precipitation in the past month, and temperatures that are scorching the region in triple digits for weeks with no respite. Historic situation going on here.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Austin, Texas. The record-breaking heat wave in Britain is spurring calls for the government to adapt to a changing climate after wildfires there created the busiest day for firefighters since London was attacked by the Nazis during World War II. After stops in New England today, where he talked about the climate crisis, President Biden said he could take action if Congress doesn't.
Unless the Congress acts in the meantime, I can do more because not enough is being done now.
In Massachusetts, the president highlighted offshore wind energy at a closed coal-fired power plant. Russian President Vladimir Putin looking to build alliances as he attends a summit in Iran.
While the Tehran-based summit was slated to focus on Syria, the Turks and Russians used the gathering to comment on the war in Ukraine. Putin, without evidence, tried to blame Ukraine for a lack of humanitarian agreements around the invasion he launched. One such agreement, brokered by NATO member Turkey, is set to be signed later this week that will allow for the safe passage of grain through the Black Sea.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Jerusalem. Putin also spoke about gas exports amid fears he may cut all Russian gas supplies to Europe this winter. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. isn't the only place dealing with high temperatures.
London's fire service says Tuesday was its busiest day since World War II. The department received five times the number of usual calls as fires broke out across the city and country. The U.K. reported its highest temperature on record, 40.3 degrees Celsius. It's the first time that's ever happened, and it's about 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Fires also broke out in Greece as rescue teams used helicopters to tame the flames. In France, tens of thousands of people have been evacuated since mid-July over wildfires. Fires also broke out in Italy as the scorching heat wave triggers issues in countries across the continent. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
The housing market is slowing down.
Across the U.S., existing home sales declined for the fifth straight month, down 5.4% from May and over 14% from a year ago. Mortgage applications have decreased to their lowest level since 2000. Applications declined for the third week in a row, with rising mortgage rates and inflation rates crushing home buyers. A current 30-year mortgage sits around 5.5%, around 2 points above where it was a year ago. Meanwhile, housing prices also continue to climb.
Madison Allworth with Fox Business. Fewer manatee deaths have been recorded so far this year in Florida compared to 2021, but wildlife officials caution chronic starvation remains a dire and ongoing threat to the animals. Between January 1st and July 15th, about 630 manatee deaths have been confirmed by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. That compares with 864 during the same period last year. when a record number of manatees died mainly from a lack of seagrass food, which was decimated by water pollution. Wildlife officials say manatees continue to face dwindling food options, and many survivors are severely weakened by malnutrition. I'm Lee Silasara, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.